No, just eat a lot. May all sentient beings enjoy happiness and the causes of happiness. May they be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May they never be separate from the great happiness devoid of suffering. And may they dwell in the great equanimity that is free from attachment and aversion. So today also important day. This is the last day of Sakadava, and also early this morning we had eclipse, rainy eclipse, and that is also considered in, especially in Vajrayana teachings, in tantric teachings, often considered that is a very special cosmic movement that affect our body movement of the channels and air and drops. Also, that believed wisdom air or wind is spontaneously more stronger going to our middle channel, that is wisdom channel. So we will closer to the reality, or if we don't have a subtle practice, especially completion stages of practice, we may not have a strong feeling of differences. Yesterday, today, no differences. We don't have that. But if we have a more sensor, we are become more familiar with those inner practice, especially completion stages of a practice. Then for some advanced practitioners, able to feel that is a very different body in that day. We say it's closer to our nature, mind, nature of mind. As we said, it's because we have a outside. Externally, we have a moon, sun, spinning around, so we can have a day and night, and also these circles, patterns or circle. And also internally, it said that once we're dead, then we no more kind of able to perceive that we the moon and moonlight and sunlight, that kind of a impact. For normal people, we don't think moon and sun, what to do with my body, but it's very heavily linked or impact from moon and sun. So that's why our cosmic rely on those movement, and all year round, four season, and each month we counting day and night is from that kind of a circle movement. And also, I said, when we die, then the two energy aspect of father and mother's in the womb, drops from each of white and red drops, and part from the two sides. One is in your head and one is in your bottom of some part of and anyway, when we die, then these two drops come closer and they eventually meet, and then we have experienced the reality of a nature of a mind. Similarly, when they not that strong, but of course the moon and the sun and your location went to vertical and very strict towards pointing one direction, it's a kind of closer to that kind of experience. so that's why I said it's very important in those time and days you can practice Dharma and easily kind of trigger your enlightened nature. And also, this is the last day of our chapter of wisdom. Wisdom chapter, in a way, of Bodhisattva is complete today. We're going to complete today. Then we'll start from page 159, stanza 154. And this is said, I may beings like myself discern and grasp that all things have the characters of a space. And that is means we should have able to know the emptiness. Teaching of emptiness is essential teaching of Buddhism. And also unique or special about Buddhism, make this shunyata or emptiness that makes Buddha teaching Buddha Dharma unique. And last time we were having one chapter, well, ninth chapter, and also life of Buddha, Jataka stories. In that end of that the book, we also had one class, Vipassana teachings. These are related, Chinese 9, in chapter 9 of the Way of Bodhisattva. So as long as we have some understanding about emptiness, then you should continue to cultivate, everyone should cultivate continuously. And not only one time you have a thorough understanding or some experience, but also should continue to deepen that experience until reach kind of unshakable, unreversible enlightenment. Otherwise, hearing and contemplation may get some inspiration and experience, but those are not very stable. And then it's about the once you understand the emptiness, shunyata, and you kind of two aspect of benefit. When one is for yourself, you can have an easier life in this lifetime. You won't fall into too much into worldly dharma, eight worldly dharma. That is, makes people, drive people crazy, make people weak, and also suffer for more, many times for nothing. For example, now in America or all over the world, across many places, teenage people, teenagers, having a very difficult time. And due to many reasons, some are parents are immigration, first generation of immigration, immigrants, and they have a difficult to kind of merging into mainstream society, and their kids also had a different kind of a family environment, also, those immigrants and also brought their own culture and value, the value system, and not very fit in this society in America. And also, people always discriminate each other. So, if you are poor, you are being easily discriminated by others, and if you are short or you are not tall enough, or maybe also races also taking place. And in this way, there are many people damaging their own life, and sometimes they cut themselves off, and also some people attend suicide. They're also encouraged by not only the real society, but also social apps. And these are also dangerous. Some kids inspire each other to do something harmful. And sometimes people easily criticize you online. And if you do something, you have posted in your picture, or some people make fun of you or something, then young age, they felt something pointless to live in that way of life. And this happens. So in those times, what is important, if you have studied some stories, even not the kind of teaching of Dharma, but if you they can help them to read books, those are very biographies of people who gone through very difficult time, and finally they can make it. Then these inspiration stories, these can change them and also can inspire them to kind of go through all difficulties. And that's why in Buddhist teaching often very, we suggest that people can read Milarepa story, how he passing through difficult lives, and also how he kind of enthusiasm, very enthusiastic way to practice Dharma, and how he conquered his inner kind of weakness and the destructive emotions. And some are poetry, some are kind of epic stories, some are real kind of biography. Those are important. In the religious domain, there are a lot of figures like godly or saint or celestial beings who did this and that in marvelous, fantastic, and also beyond of what normal people can do, bear the suffering or tolerance and have a great kind of a love, forgiveness. All of these very important to make one have a inner support. And then they think more wide, deep of life, and know everything good or bad will go in kind of way or pass, you will leave behind. And I continue go on. For these, the emptiness, of course, compassion and emptiness is key to spiritual practice. Wisdom aspect of emptiness will really kind of gone total beyond of all these dilemmas. Even the spiritual or religious dilemma, or what is the kind of a theistic religious dilemma, will kind of go beyond of this. So emptiness is very great kind of freedom, great wisdom. And the compassion with the emptiness is kind of having two wings or two the eyes to look more clearly everything. So for this eight worldly dharma make one person, people suffer, and a lot of the difficulties are going to be very helpful to by through study, compassion and wisdom. And our today, this part is not only you can help yourself, but also you can help others. And overall, looking at these relative phenomenon itself, we call it samsara, life. You can able to, or you are having the insight to help other sentient beings. And then I'm going to read this little more. All are deeply troubled or as thrilled with joy. They suffer strife contained among themselves, slashing, stepping, stopping, injuring each other. They live their lives engulfed in evil and trivial. I don't know. Maybe my pronunciation maybe not right, but be careful. So once you have a generate compassion or through the other round, analyze little by little about shunyata, emptiness, then through kind of realization of emptiness, you able to generate your compassion, or through compassion, finally you are going to kind of reach the emptiness wisdom, realize, analyze the, you are able to actualize the emptiness, wisdom of emptiness. And people suffer because we have the tendency to not know the nature of phenomenon very much. And also even we know, but we easily kind of reverse and easily forget about those insights. And see everything, experiencing things are real. And then the all emotional, destructive thoughts, these occurs spontaneously, effortlessly, and that most of the difficult, the position you starting having these difficulties. But once you have analyzed wisdom and compassion, then it's like a cloudless sky. You have a vast kind of a spacious inside of you. And also you have a more, how do I say, freedom and completely enlightened mind. So you free from thoughts and limitations, experience seeing the joy and the relief, and also generate great compassion, equanimity, which is some kind of not very much in those destructive emotion. While you, if you have those grasping too much to anything too real, so this is also said. Everyone in the worldly kind of life, secular life, people are trying to achieve happiness, but they have a lacking of insight, and then use method sometimes many times wrong methods. Even temporary happy life is difficult for those wrong methods, and people are pushing and dragging and hurting each other, and also people are having roller coaster type of happiness, suffering, kind of shifting between. And we are eager to have a happy life and try to remove or really kind of relief from suffering, relief the suffering. And but our method is kind of a competition, and eye to eye, tooth to tooth, the kind of fighting, and create more division and conflict, difficult. This you can see all over the place, in different kind of a neighborhood, or sometimes it's country to country. There are also peaceful society and a very beautiful, nice and civilized kind of a community is also there. But you can see there are more place is kind of full of danger, not only in kind of community online, you on web, there's now we have a two aspects of our life. One is a real social life. One is through the internet. Then that is an kind of also another life environment. So the from this there are lot of crimes, online crimes. You can see there are a lot of argument, and argument may be fine, but using a lot of negative words, and a lot of people who is paid from company or organization or government to kind of use the twist the reality, or sometimes we create humans create kind of a trouble. They are intentionally creating some violence through internet and hatred, discriminations, and segregation. These also online hatred is immense. You can see that there are many places. And so they just said everyone wants to have a happy life, but sometimes they have a very strong of grasping and ego, then it's very difficult. So each one working inside of themselves to reduce that kind of behaviors, then it's much kind of better than the tame others' mind or tame physically tame others' body. Then these are for some kind of special cases, it's necessary, like police have to use their force sometimes, also regulated force, or how to say, to use force. Even every country have their military power, most of country, I think Vatican, these maybe not. So this is a human society. We are not perfect, so there are a lot of problems. So in this set is like that. They are also not only harming, but there are also killings also there. And for some people, just want to simply live their life is very difficult. Not only natural kind of environment difficult, but also political system. And also even sometimes maybe kind of family members or the relatives create a neighborhood or create some trouble. And become very difficult to continue to live. Sometimes it's a kind of a natural disaster, and like a disease, pandemic disease, then also threatening many people's life and the livelihood, peacefulness, and many people have a regular and kind of more or less stable life. But once these comes, tornado, tsunami, or many things, military kind of force, then they have a very difficult life. You can see from time to time they suffer in the states of bliss, abandoning themselves too many pleasures. But dying down, they fall to suffering, turmoil, torment, long unbearable in the realm of sorrow. There's more. And then continue one more. Many are the chance. I'm not sure this is the words. Okay. Many are the chosen and a basis of existence, where the truth of suchness is not found. All of the contradictions, all denial. Suchness in this world is not like this. So it said, the ordinary life is not all things are terrible. Seemingly, if you look out kind of appearance, there are a lot of happy and joy, and most of the time we have a peaceful life. For some people, very difficult. It's each one is different. Some people have illnesses, different type of kind of a relationship problem with a human being, and also difficult to have a crop, the herb for farmers, and for shepherds, maybe it's a kind of a rain and the snow or other problems. Environmental disaster is very great now. So although those economic crisis, all these happens, but we still have a lot of kind of enjoyment. And especially for godly realms, they have a more blissful life, more long lasting, and more peaceful. They have their own more capable ability to do many things more, much better than human being. So for those, we tend to wish we were going to have those kind of life who human and the celestial realms have a holding those kind of better life. And for Buddhists, of course, this is not our aim, because even though at the appearance temporarily it's okay, wonderful, but for if you look deep down, look closely, and then you will see these realms are not perfect. Like people in a society, many poor people want to be rich. But once you become rich, you may find that that is not kind of before you how you look it. Rich people have a lot of problems, and they have each of those have to. Maybe we are not saying everyone is suffering, but maybe it's true. Everyone in different way there are suffering. Following everywhere. It said, like shadow following to the birds, similarly, suffering occurs in samsara, in different samsara. Although it's a suffering of suffering, suffering of change or conditioned suffering, all different type of suffering. Sometimes it's hidden, sometimes it's more obvious, sometimes it's a indirect, sometimes direct feelings. So suffering is there. And also said, we addicted, or we like those, we don't have a kind of beyond of this samsara life. To our aim is to have a happy samsara life. Then it's like you are leaking on the honey, let's see, in knife, on the air, edge of edge, I think it's a knife edge. You are leaking you thinking you are licking the honey, but actually the knife edge will cut your tongue. So this is just, and also said, what is the fruits? It said it looks very delicious and or smells good when you eat, also sweet and nice, but after you eat well, then you had stomach problems. So similarly, it said they have a samsaric life. No matter how looks nice, there is a limitation, there is a flaws, and there was not safe for longer time. There are no completely safe place in samsara. And that's why I said, if you want to do happiness and avoid the suffering, the celestial beings, and these are not our kind of a final destination. Celestial beings also falling into three lower realms and experiencing their immense suffering. And we had many times have been born in those virtuous realm or three upper realms. And we had many so-called the relative kind of a bliss and happiness. And after that, you continue in samsara, circling in samsara, and suffering is longer than the happiness. And it said, when celestial beings exhaust their virtuous karma, then they will fall into those lower realms, and for a long time they're struggling for the suffering. Long time will be there in lower realms. All of these are because of ignorance. We don't have a beyond. It's just in Chinese recent years that some people said, because of poverty, makes you have a lacking provision, or the what's it called? Imagination. It limits your imagination because of poor. Similarly, because of ignorance, limits our kind of ignored our own capacity to able to go beyond and reach enlightenment. So ignorance come with those rough kind of negative emotions, like extreme emotions like hatred and craving, and those give us more turbulent, difficult life, and we have a counter with those nature of strong hatred and craving. We're going to easily have a connect with the negative karma with the people, and our virtuous kind of action, virtuous deeds, it's decreasing. Non-virtuous will increase. Then with those non-virtuous karma, and experiencing difficulties and dangers in samsaric life. And then three, this is an existence. This is a very vast concept of desire realm, form realm, formless realms. And in those places, we don't find much time. We don't much opportunity to practice dharma, and not easily to recognize or realize the emptiness. And because emptiness realization and the confusion is counter kind of existed concept, or awakened mind and confused mind are the antidote of confused is awakened or realized mind. So these are two different qualities or different mental state. And because this is related to previous karma, previous life. Previously you have a thick and strong negative emotions and the nature of grasping, very strong ego. Then next life, when you were born, you have a kind of those tendencies already there. So once you're born, even though it's a kind of child, mostly you look unspoiled, or not unspoiled, I think it's a golden, fresh kind of a life. You had a new life. And many people say, child, you look child, they are innocent or something. But actually, each have brought their previous good and bad karma with them. This is also storage consciousness within these storage consciousness, habitual tendencies already there. So gradually they have, we are not saying they are kind of bad. We are saying they have a good and bad, both tendencies from the previous life imprint from previous life. Then in this life, they are not kind of completely blind or completely white paper or something, but they have a lot of life after life experience in different body. So you can see from parents impact their child, and also schools and the social society also impact the child psychology and their development of mental behaviors, values, these. And also previous life, we count one aspect from previous life. For this, before the awakened mind, is still we are in samsara, means we have something to do free from the samsara kind of limitation, samsara suffering. So we able to do it. So we are not thinking we are already perfect enough. Then after certain things happens, then we think back of our life. If we are end of this life, we will see, we are thinking, oh, maybe we shouldn't rest and do nothing, but we should do something for our life, especially internal kind of a realization. For material richness or aspect of a material facility, you can support your life easier to live or enjoy your life. It's also good, but also same time, you should not think those are very temporary, and you should work more on the spiritual journey. That is more important, because external things you feel good and bad, and many things due to your inner quality, the perception is different. Each person, what they're pursuing, not according to external kind of things, but mainly it's from internal condition. You pursuing this and that. So science, philosophy, and also spiritual practice is kind of valued and recognized by many people, not all of people. Some people against kind of a many scientific aspect. Some people also different philosophical schools kind of have a total disagreement, and also religion too. But as a genuine social human being, we have this inner world, and you have a spiritual kind of need or a spiritual capabilities, then you should nurture in it and try to enrich your inner capacity. And then it's said, you have this great potential and the great seed of wisdom. If you kind of ignore it and don't develop it, or you kind of completely block it, is kind of sad. And only we have once we have a more good karma, then many spiritual journey possible in the, it's possible. You have interested about your life and the life of others, and you care about what is the secret of this mind and life, and you're going to look from scientific aspect and also from religious aspect, different religion. I think some people also found the Buddha Dharma is very suitable for them, because their Dharma is kind of a bridge to science and different religion. They have more explanations. And science only say what is the already proved, and then this is science. But many times what they're capable to prove is there is a limitation, and also sometimes prove, but later on said it's wrong. And so these are normal, and this is a kind of a way science find the truth, closer to the truth each step. So it's good. But the science is powerful method to know the reality, especially material phenomenon, these as domains. And also the, and that, then it said it's a science, methods of science is a very limited kind of a, we are not saying science is limited, there may be it's a limited kind of a studies, but it said methods of science suitable the name of science, it's more limited to investigate many things. Because modern day, what we see or know the science is, they have a, what is it, principles, scientific principles. And those are not perfectly suitable for investigate or subject mind. If you say objective things, then it, maybe it's a perfect, very good principles. Although not, maybe not perfect, because there are many things. If you go more deeper, then they have a difficult to understand in many realms, many subjects, very difficult. Mind-body issue, or the even quantum theory, those are not easily kind of a, if you, one person say, quantum theory are a very important and a valid, reality, then many, that if you seriously look aspect of a quantum theory, then many people's kind of a daily experience is wrong, or daily experience have a challenged by those scientific theory. But you can see for many people, they don't care about quantum theory, what it really meant. But if you use quantum computer to make a product, they use it. this is a kind of serving for the material aspect again. And they are not using much from quantum mechanics, the finding those theories to use for spirituality. But so it's a good use mind to investigate mind and use the logic and practice. Then the Buddha Dharma have a unique, rich heritage, and the people can benefit from it. So whether you choose religion or science or other kind of way of life, some people say Dharma is inner science, something like that. But science original words is knowledge. It's inner knowledge. I think it's fair to say it's inner knowledge, including those methods of shamatha and vipassana, and also many theories about the stages, development stages of practice and the completion stages of practice. These are very unique and impact people's body and mind. So study more is very important, crucial. So that we can further progress and to uncover our kind of nature of a capacity to practice, not only benefit from the development of knowledge and science and technology, and also we have a inner kind of progress into going beyond of our suffering and grasping. Those type of grasping and suffering go together. So we practice of renunciation and bodhicitta, and the chunya, the emptiness, and liberate mind is very important. For example, as we said, a child have a difficult inner life. They don't want to talk to the parents or teacher. Sometimes they do. Then what is to do? Parents will worry their kids very much, but you cannot kind of directly, how to say, if kids fight their own mind, what you do? You cannot see it, and they don't want to talk to you, then you just wish they're going through, or they won't do bad thing to themselves or others. This kind of, you keep those wishes and worries in you, and then you'd have not much to do. And then, of course, sometimes it's good to pray together, and sometimes to help reach some professional people to help them. And also give them techniques, and sometimes it's learning together to help them to know how to deal with the emotion and the mind, different experience, and how you see things, negative and positive, what kind of attitude you should develop, and not to, how do you say, progress one step, very giant step, very difficult, but little by little, then they can see there is a positive, the through time to time, they're going to be better and much better. And then they're doing great, and then later on they have a more confident, and they don't suffer. So, as we said, it's important to know. Some people said, "Oh, you are not important." Then many people hurt by those words. Everyone is important. We should value everyone, every people, And sometimes people discriminate old people, old age people. Sometimes discriminate women. Sometimes discriminate young people, children or teenagers. These, you know, sometimes discriminate different color and different people from different region. Those behaviors can create kind of social suffering and these. And then sometimes the people always think, not people always think, the people wanted to see the value of themselves. So if you say, oh, you are not interested in people, you are not lacking of humor, you something, then they also easily get hurt. So then it's, oh, you are interested in people, you meet everyone, everyone is interested actually in different way. And they have their own value. If you don't know, they do or they have their own value and importance. And sometimes people say, oh, these category, those people are lazy, or sometimes some people are, they're not talented enough. These people are something. These are also difficult to say. If you say they have societies, they have their own history and the way of life and a different environment and the competitions. Some places are more competition, some places are less. You can put less competition, kind of competitive society, people from those area, than put into most competition kind of happening area. Only one or second child, just third generation, they will merge into that kind of a society. Not everyone, but most people. These are, so it shows if you give the people opportunities, then people develop in that way. It's like what is it? So education and the family education, these are very important. And here, exceeding all descriptions, is shoreless sea of pain unbearable. Here it is that strength is low, and lives are flickering and brief. Of course, we are here. It's encouraging to study and wisdom. This is a wisdom chapter. So what is the problem if we don't have the so-called wisdom taught by teaching from Buddhist tradition? Then it's said, if you don't know, you don't see the problem. But if you close look and to deeply study and analyze, then you will see that makes sense and make the, it said, once our life will continue in the one and another. If you don't believe or you don't think life will continue, then nothing, those kind of a liberation, these much talking about. Even if one life you can liberate yourself, but it's said, if this is a final life, then doesn't matter good and bad, you will be end of this. Then what to consider or worry you have? Not much, because this is a life itself. It's like this. Then it's more or less like kind of many people believe, like Charvaka people from India, and also many people today's. We may not put the scientific aspect of people following science or something, but because science may have a different people he's a scientist, but he can believe the life after life, samsara. If you believe samsara doesn't means you are not scientist, or your way of thinking is not scientific way of thinking. Because scientific people who follow in science, then they were kind of continuing searching the truth. If you say, if you believe samsara, it's not scientific, that is means you are prove, you should kind of precondition is you already proved that life after life are not possible. But those are not claimed by anybody. People were saying there is no kind of a scientific community to searching or having convincing people have a very strong evidence or prove that life after life. This is a kind of a doesn't not prove that the equally not proving samsara is not there. So these are how people sometimes maybe think it's so many things to have to do, so I would rather to have an easier life and then take a approach of saying there is no life after life. But also, as we see, some people have already done some spiritual aspect of a science community, science team, doing some documenting some, they are not religious people, but they are documenting many people's memories. And some events happened in all over the place. They said they lose child memory, or people have a near-death experience. Lose thinking there are more mysteries than they simply say there is no life after life. There are many things to be solved. Should be kind of a more have a invest more to study. We have a invest many things, many monies from government and things to go to space, go to underground and the sea, and to do kind of detailed investigations of a material aspect of many things, but very limited resources goes to study a mind. Only recent, maybe 60, 70 years, a little more, and after kind of these 20, 30 years, it's even more, but there's still very limited kind of a people and the resources goes to study mind itself. And the main differences is said people are having these pre kind of a assumption. Believe that mind is just a phenomenon of a brain. And these brain elements are the hormones and also what is the electrical waves of brain and neuron kind of fires, neuron plasticity and cortex function. It's called, I think it's one is epigenetics and also prefrontal cortex. These area studies are kind of later found, later development, and knowing that those are very important for human emotions and many things. And the body, how you shape your body through different hormone kind of balance. And also, once you have a age and the physical strength reduces or the physical body can strength is become weak and how you kind of increase some elements of, injections, or sometimes it's these pills, or to do eat certain food or something to keep some energy. If you're born weak, then you should have a vitamin D or something, other many things. So then this impacts your life. And also, if your mood also changes by those pills, and then this, you cannot sleep, you can do this something and eat, so take pills, you can sleep. If you don't have a, if you have a stress, you can take pill. And if you have a hormone, these problems, then also you can take pills. Then similarly, those also the answer for the brain, and then can bring how to say changes or interference with the, to the brain through medication. Then help you live, kind of live up or your life. In this, and this is a from Buddhist tradition. Also, we believe that medication or meditation, these both helps, and also even Buddhist texts have a very details about the inventory development. And for these, it said, from very, very beginning level of, so it's in Buddhist texts, they understand the gross level of physical existence and the psychological kind of a combination or coexistence is very important. And they also developed a very, relatively rich kind of medicine, and nurturing the body system. And these knowledges are not denied and also very, very highly developed, I think, in certain aspect. Some aspect, even surgery about brain, these are existed, and heart in previous life, every time. And of course, these are very not, they're very limited people have this kind of training and doing these, so not widely spread and much. And we'll continue. So it said, well, I wanted to make the point, it said, if you start and have some sense of understanding about deeper mind, the consciousness, it's not purely brain functions. The brain is a generated mind. It's not purely generated by brain alone. That is a kind of a one claim from Buddhist tradition. And it's said in subtle mind, they can go separate from the kind of a gross level of this brain and body. And so for this, then the samsara and everything is a, can make explain, take place. The differences between those until now is like the scientific community. They don't have much idea about subtle mind. Subtle mind, maybe they have some roughly categories about the sixth mind, but seventh mind, eighth mind, I never heard from any scientific kind of people. Uh, or discussions from as long as far as I know from other people's kind of saying. So for this, and then if once we have an understanding about the subtle mind, mind which is the luminous and emptiness mind of the continuation of the knowing qualities, capable to know, that is continuing the samsara life, then it said, these, we experience many things, many lifetimes. And we already forgot about those, but we can look at this life. There are uncomfortable feelings in different time to time. And then if from this, we also can see there have a human realms, human beings in, and the animal realms is in the middle. We can see what is sufferings, occurs to animal realm. We also can see human realm, this too. But above and below, like a ghost and demigod and a god and the hell realms, these only have a rely on the teaching of Buddha. We can say those are difficult, definitely difficult to bear. All activities for these, for sake of life and death, life and the health, relief of hunger and weariness, time consumed in sleep, all accident and injury, and these and friendships with the childish. So it's said in a being, in a human being, also very difficult. As you first, you don't, if we don't much know about the God realm and the very lower realm and the upper realms, we are human being, we know human condition, limitation, and there are a lot of counter reaction, these activities. So in the, we're searching food, many people very difficult to, even in the English language, they also say, have this often used, put food on your table or something like that. It's a, you can see from history, finding the sustainable food is not easy to do in many places and many environment. And also, for survival, they have to find a place and try to maintain healthy, preventing the illnesses and doing some exercise, take medicine and many things. And sometimes have to work, and maybe most of the time people have to searching and working and do many things, changing job and raising kids or family, and also sometimes have to do many things behalf of the community and the government, or sometimes to join the military. All these sometimes different reason have these the hungry or poverty, these times. Sometimes day and night, people work in different shift, so sometimes they're very tired. many people lack food and clothes in this world. Sometimes people don't have fresh water to drink. Sometimes people have very poor land, and then sometimes it's so many dangerous animal and fierce kind of robberies, or and sometimes you can meet people who kill you or something. These are possible, injure you. Sometimes intentionally, you made a mistake and harming other people intentionally, sometimes get hurt from different things like rock, wood, or tree or something. Many accidents, car accidents happens. Sometimes it's because of your age and many things, illness, and sometimes you fall down and you hurt your back and knees or something. These sometimes because of you have to survive, you have to please people, sometimes begging or have to be kind of be with people who you don't want to be with. So many things like that. And this life passes quickly, meaninglessly. True discernment heart to heart it is to have. How therefore shall we never find the meaning means? To creep of a fertile wanderings of the mind. And it said life is so fast, after many years, you looking back, life. So for some people may think, oh, very difficult. I have enough life, this life, not feel that so quick. This life, if you have very especially difficult life, you feel very difficult. But if you have for some people, even difficult life is kind of very quick, sudden, kind of, you already aged, you already closer to 50, 60, or 70. For young people, thinking about 20, 30 is kind of a very far away. But, for the time passes, and then suddenly you found yourself in 20, 30, 40, 50, like that. So it's also maybe not, as I said once, people bonds then continue towards to death, and from young to old, from very capable life and with healthy body to ill. Now this also happens. Even this ocean, mountain, everything are changing, and space, even moon and the sun also kind of having different, taking roles, taking different position, and once they have not there, after sometimes they would be kind of gone forever. It's like that. So this is a samsaric life, not only human life, but many things are changing. So for this, we're looking at this life. This life is precious and very important. We should thinking about how we kind of gone beyond, or we can say how we can tame, or maybe not a good word. So we should have find a solution towards this life have a meaning, and we should take this opportunity, this vessel, this great human form, to make life meaningful. And these are started from we are not too wandering, mingling too much, and we should look at inwardly, to look at mind itself. What quality possess, what means of mind and life and the environment or the world. It's important gateway to the knowledge, gateway to the enlightenment is mind. So we should not only focusing on the reflector of the mind, reflections of the mind, but all the mind itself we should discover. Further, evil forces work and strain to cast us down into state of void. manifold are fossil, deceptive trails, and it is hard to dissipate our doubts. So they said in those time, life of samsara, and this demon or the evil that is saying it's our afflictions, our emotional, destructive emotion, wrong view and wrong way of thinking. These are these evils, which is dragging us towards suffering. And then they said these are attractive, especially you can see most of the film. If there's no violence, then people feel, this film are not very kind of attractive. If there's no much kind of a temptation, this happens, then people are not much interested about things. So people always driven by these violence and sex or many these craving, maybe wealth. For poor people, wealth is very, very kind of for wealthy people also too. If you, people who are addicted to wealth, they are dragged by wealth. People who very care about the fame, then this fame is very important. And people who have who are drawn very, very strong towards anything like in the life, so these have to be careful. What habituation we build in, and sometimes it's neutral, not bad, not good. For some, like we drinking water, we thirst. We have to quench our thirst, then we will drink water. But not many people say addicted to water, because they have no taste, no much color, no. If you drink you enough, that's it. If you have those regions, we have a difficult to get water, then maybe you have to store it. But otherwise, people, not many people can store in much water. Water. So, but anything make you, drive you kind of more close the mind, more, how do I say, build some negative emotions. Even if you have to, for wealth, the people can kill each other or stealing from others and cheating, these happens. So then these wealth will be, attitude towards wealth is negative. It's like that. If you person who have a strong or the very health, many wealth, but they have a very open mind and have a kind of a possess, but once they don't have it or they can let it go, then it's not negative. So it's here we're saying five poisons. The very often said craving, aversion, or the hatred. Ignorance, pride, and jealousy. Those are the, and then in those times of confusion, there are a lot of different, people are not satisfied by many things, will continue do many new things. These are understandable for some degree, but also we should aware about many new things, new theory, new things, because, for example, in America, Democratic Party, the far left Democratic Party, many people have a very ideal kind of life, then not very suitable for the current situation, but they are trying to do many things. So these waste many people's precious time and then even bring negative impact. So possible. Far right also too. People going to extreme, then not healthy, do many things. So what we should do from Buddhist point of view also said it's middle way, it's important. Whether you do this and that, you're going to research and do kind of proper under the study. Then the middle way, it's not kind of in the middle, but it's avoiding extremes. They said middle way is not kind of ground, but it's a kind of a way of extreme, beyond going beyond or going, avoid of extremes. And then hard is to find again the state of freedom, harder yet to come up enlightened the teachers, hard indeed to turn inside torrent of defilement allows our sorrow fall in endless stream. So it said kind of a life is difficult to get and reach, and also meeting Dharma teacher also it's kind of enlightened teacher Buddha, it's difficult, and our ignorance very strong, you know, cut through the ignorance is not easy. And this is a sutra of 42 chapters. That's actually from Dharmapada. Said, for human beings to practice of generosity is for some people not easy. And if you are having comfortable life, you study Dharma, it's not that so easy. People are kind of delaying and then thinking or do later, something like that. And if you, for virtuous deeds, you are kind of commit your life is difficult. And it said, if you don't have a certain merit, even your reading sutras and shastras is very difficult. Not saying kind of a directly meet Buddha born in that time is difficult. And as long as we are in desire realms for kind of keep distance from wealth, from kind of a sexual kind of these, temptations, it's difficult. And also we study, everyone wanted to wander in and study something, but if you go very deep and vast, it's difficult. And the people, he said, if you have a certain wealth and in life, you think that it's enough. People have those containment is difficult. If people want to have something, you have a better, you want more, something continues. And if you had enemy, forgiveness is difficult to practice. People humiliate you and you want to forgive, and then something is not easy. And also, you kind of practice of emptiness. Anything rises, you immediately recognize everything is like a dream. So you are not impacted by those things that are happening surrounding you. It's not easy. And for people who have a certain kind of advantages, they have a difficult to tame their mind, and not too pride goes to ego, or these are difficult. And also difficult once people, for example, people who don't have any knowledge about the Buddha Dharma, many people think, oh, maybe Buddha Dharma, I heard about this, but may not much to learn. So it said, if you don't know that realms of these area studies of those areas, you easily kind of deny or easily criticize or can look down those. Not so if you don't know something, you respect is very difficult for people. And it's said once people have a ego, then if you looks things are human beings are equal, these are difficult. Because of some people, wealthy people, I think I'm wealthy, so people are not like me. If people have a power, holding power, they also thinking they are head of some many kind of a society or country or something. For people who have a better looking, then they may discriminate or look down others. So this from the nature, not the nature. They say in Buddhist teaching, we are not saying everybody looks like sin. We are saying everybody has a Buddha nature, which is able to tend to reach enlightenment or Buddhahood. Then you have a 32 marks of this auspicious kind of marks, 80 minor and 32 major kind of beauties or manifestations of the magnificent kind of looking. So internal quality, of course, it's a lot more. It's that everyone can achieve the best internal and the external, or form on the physical and the psychological kind of advanced state of those enlightened state of mind and perfect form of a body is possible. And also said for normal human being, we like to say this is a good, this is bad, or we kind of do something, say something, and the self important and others are not important, or for gossiping in the society, neighborhood, gossiping, not to do gossiping is also for normal people not easy. And they said it to meeting virtuous teacher difficult. Because there are many virtuous, non-virtuous friend, or some people have a proper views and understanding, then maybe also wrong views, then also kind of learning, and people are observing those the impact. So these and for people who have a look and understand nature of mind is difficult. And also with the kind of necessary skillful means to help other people to reach enlightenment or to go into the bodhisattva way of bodhisattva is not easy. And it said, some people think I don't need anybody's kind of help. I can do myself to reach enlightenment. That is not easy. So anyway, these are said in the human life. There are some things that we should understand, realize, and which situation we are encountering, and some aspect we are fortunate in, some we still have to work, cultivate, and continue to progress. These important lies indeed that living beings carried on the flood of a bitter pain, however terrible their plight may be, do not perceive their they suffer so. So this is a kind of a giving encourage. This is samsara is not our final kind of safe place, not heaven. This is a not a kind of even heaven, worldly heaven is not safe. But said we should understand the key is turn ignorance to wisdom. That word means we realize emptiness. It's crucial understand that completely we have this power of awareness, a power of enlightened kind of capacity, nature, enlightened nature can cut the stream of ignorance and suffering. So we should do this now, not future, not past, but now is important. They are like those who bath themselves repeatedly and then proceed to scorch themselves with the fire. They suffer greatly in this way. Yet they stay, proclaiming loud their bliss. This is a kind of a little bit saying about two different tradition of Indian kind of sacrificing their life. And sometimes people believe if you goes to Mountain Kailash or Mepham Lake. Ganges River, then you take bath in that place, then you will sing or your negative karma will wash away. If you die, you kind of put your ashes into river of those sacred places, you are going to kind of born in heaven. These are said. And also Jainism, they are kind of using the fire to purify their kind of karma. Sometimes they're jumping and they're stepping on the fire or something. Sometimes they use the ashes, about very hot ashes into their face and head to purify their negative karma. Sometimes it's a kind of a way to sacrifice and torturing themselves. It said this is not a way to do it. Or samsara is like that. We are waiting summer hot and we're going to take bath and we try to avoid the winter coldness. We are having a wood fire to warm themselves up. And these are temporary methods or not much useful for long term. And likewise, there are some to live and act as though old age and deal with death will never come to them. But first, they are slain, and then they come to dreadful, fall into the state of loss. So they said. So we are in the samsaric life. We are seemingly we are going to live forever. Like we are not hurrying much about the impermanence and then death situation. We already achieved beyond of samsara. It's like that kind of attitude. We are not seeing or not alert enough to see the reality of the life. So then what we should do is say that it's a impermanence are like a assassin who kind of appear suddenly to kind of finish you in this life. So, and then if you don't have any virtuous deeds or wisdom preparing for that kind of a inner kind of in richness or weaken your own mind, then we don't have much kind of a choices whether we were born in three virtuous realm, but eventually also fall into kind of unfortunate realms, or we don't have these merits to go upper realms. We directly goes to the negative kind of places, unfortunate realms, lower realms. So these are possible. So even I'd say. People are not very alert if they making mistake in this life, they may go to jail. If you kind of hit some people by car, Or once you're very angry, you did something like hurting other people, use knife or something. You may in this end up in this life in jail. And many rich people also doing business, and they can kind of direct people and say do this and do that. And once they have experience and of some advantages of fortunate on those, then they think I can do whatever, everything I can do, and then I can use my money and avoid many troubles. But once they commit big things, this law and many things, you may also being killed by other enemies of yourself. So some very famous kind of actors, filmmakers, many people are in the jail in the end of the life. I remember one in 1986, I have watched the one theory TV, and inside of one character, I remember very clearly that during that time, I don't know in language in Chinese, but I have a very deep memory about this person from that TV. And then a few months ago, I have found also this kind of a program or these TV shows still there, series still there. So I try to find which is name of this person, real name. And then I found this is from Hong Kong, and then he's doing something. And then said, oh, this person killed somebody, now he's in jail forever. From in 1990s or something, he killed somebody. He, of course, not himself too, but he paid for assassin, killed other person. So he's in jail now, you see. So many people is like that. So people should avoid or be careful about what you eat, what you drugs or medications you take. And similarly, be careful of the pandemic, these problems. And also same time driving your car and what you do, maybe it's something illegal may bring you many troubles, lawsuit and things like that. So for longer term, we should, more importantly, we should look at the samsara itself. Although unfortunately happens, if it happens in this life, it's also relatively short time, even 20, 30 years. It's long, but it's also short. But for samsara, continuation of life after life, it's great, much, much immensely bigger than this life itself. So we should more focusing on same time. Well, you shouldn't ignore not only this life problems, but also potential problems about this life or the next future lives. So then it's important to cultivate dharma. And then when shall I be able to ally and quench the dreadful heat of suffering's blazing fires with the plenteous rain of my own bliss to pour tolerance from my clouds of merit. This is a poetic words. It's of course, if you have a Chinese, then it's very easily understood. But this is Shantideva's giving us a kind of a thoughts, giving us a inspirations, words of those. My wealth of merit gathering with a reverence, but without conceptual target. When shall I reveal this truth of emptiness to those who goes to ruin through belief in real existence? So these are actually what they were saying is we should accumulate two accumulation of through compassion, you can accumulate merits. That means all virtuous deeds, you should, as much as possible, you should do it. And then our emotional burdens will kind of using your this virtuous accumulation of compassion, then shower of compassion can eliminate the emotional fire and the suffering in the samsara. And what we should same time also accumulate wisdom. And then our kind of graspings about the existence and not we are tangled and trapped in those kind of a wrong view, ignorance. We should kind of analyze the emptiness, truth of the emptiness that can open up the enlightened path and a realization of enlightenment. So it's through the merits, accumulate merits, eventually we should kind of go to two aspects of two accumulations. Firstly, if you don't have any idea about the emptiness, then we should more focusing on the relative kind of the aspiration action part of the bodhicitta. And then eventually we should move on and balancing these into the ultimate bodhicitta, the emptiness, then completely kind of complete our waking journey. And also not only help yourself, but also with this compassion, we can help many other people. Also, and we can say end of the suffering of others. So, and also can help other sentient beings to let them to know the emptiness, the shunyata, and help them kind of gain their own already possessed wisdom. We just unveil, kind of open up their own kind of nature, help them to see, reveal, kind of covered, but now opened. Then they can themselves to kind of give a little help and then to keep kind of free from this ignorance and the suffering. So this ninth chapter is end today. So I hope everyone continues to bodhicitta, practice of bodhicitta. Now we dedication prayers. As the courageous Manjushri understood, and just like Shyamata Bhadra as well, I now dedicate all this virtue following their example, one and all. Since dedication has been praised as a supreme by all the victorious ones throughout three times, all of fundamental virtues I have, I fully dedicate to practice this line. By this merit, may all attain omniscience and defeat the enemy wrongdoing. From stormy waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death, from ocean of existence, may all beings be free. By this virtue, may all beings complete the collections of merit and wisdom, and then attain to sacred kayas that rises from merit and wisdom. Through this goodness, may omniscience be attained, and thereby may every enemy mental defilement be overcome. May beings be liberated from the ocean of samsara, which is troubled by waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death. And one more prayer. With your great compassion, You embraced this turbulent and degenerate world and made 500 mighty aspirations. You are the cherished as pure white lotus. Whoever hears your name will never turn to samsara. Most compassionate teacher, to you I pray. Supreme teacher, Bhagavan, Tathagata, Arhat, complete and perfect Buddha, glorious conqueror, Shakyamuni Buddha, to you I pray homage. To you I make offering. In you I take refuge. Tathayata Om Muni Muni Mahamuniya Soha. May the lives of a glorious master be secure. May all beings enjoy happiness and peace. May we accumulate merit and wisdom, purify all negative karma, and swiftly reach enlightenment. So yesterday, actually, also the Mepa Rinpoche's pre-Nirvana, Paranirvana day, he passed away in 1912. It's not that old, but it's very important scholar, meditation teacher, and great accomplished master. Can we consider Mepa Rinpoche as a manifestation of Manjushri? And when before he passed away, he himself said this. Actually, he is a form of the human form, but actually he is a manifestation of Manjushri. When he was age of 7, he did, he already had one books written by his assistant, actually. But it's said, because that time Mepa Rinpoche is not kind of it's a normal kids back then like that. But his family and his, I think he's one relative, see this child very different. And when he playing rocks and something, he saw he's also saying same time some verses, giving some, and then he felt this is very important to some verses and accumulate all these verses and then found this, called Nishidome. And now it's a very important text. I can commit, we will study this Nishidome best in this year, I think. That is a kind of forming firm and understanding about Dharma. It's like that. Nishi means that you actualize, or like there are a lot of meaning, but it's a kind of a right, proper understanding about Dharma. This drama is like a lamp for lamp of proper understanding or firm understanding of Dharma. Mepa Rinpoche also didn't, interestingly, he didn't study much from his age. He said only he received the teachings was from Huatrenpoche. Once he given him kind of a oral transmission of a way of bodhicitta, and he studied a little bit about the chapter 9, this chapter we just finished. And then he said he kind of spontaneously understand everything. And also one time he had epistemology studies about one, I think, from Dharmakirti. Yes, it's Dharmakirti. Yes, I thought the Chantakirti, Dharmakirti. And then some words he's a little bit difficult to understand. But that night he had a vision of Sakyabandhuta. And he said, oh, that is not difficult. You just understand, have to understand the position of one is pro, one is kind of against, then you will kind of ultimately understand everything. So after that dream, he kind of everything easy to access, easy to understand. So Mama Rinpoche has many sutra teachings and Vajrayana kind of teachings, many sadhanas. He's one of the greatest Nyingma teacher from the Longchenpa. I think he's the most rich scholar from that tradition. So we should focus in on many future teachers on the Mepa Rinpoche's book. And so I hope everyone rejoice. And we're going to stop here and have a great weekend. I already prayed some Mepa Rinpoche's compared 2 days ago, but you can do it today also too with your practice. Maybe I will for us this kind of occasion, I will read one of the Mepa Rinpoche's prayer here. We have, through the bliss of youthful Manjushri, the union of awareness and emptiness, you release 8 brilliant treasures from the expanse of your wisdom mind. Master of an ocean of a treasure-like teachings of Dharma in both aspect of transmission and realization. To you, Mepa Rinpoche, Manjushri in person, I pray. Through this power of our aspiration, praising you and this prayer. In whatever land we may dwell, may illnesses, negativity, poverty, and the conflicts be quelled, and the Dharma and the auspicious increase and spread. Thank you very much.